Okay, so let's continue with our discussion of the dinim of Herchakos. We gave some introductions last time, and the first Herchaka that we see is Lo Yisrok Velo Yakel Rosh Ima, and the Ramah adds Afilo Bidvarim, that there's an Isser of Schok and Kalas Rosh. Now, we should just add that when we talk about that there's an Isser of Schoik and Kalas Rosh, and this is even Bidvarim, that is the way the Rashba says it. The Rashba's Lashon in the Torah's Habayis is Kilomar Bidivrei Hergel or something, right? And the Rashba is saying that the Isser Schoik and Kalas Rosh applies Bidvarim. If you go in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, I believe, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam never mentions, in Perek Chof Aleph, Halacha Dalet, thank you. The Rambam never mentions that there is an Isser of Devarim. Okay, so the Rashba quotes an Isser Devarim, it makes it here to the Ramah, but the Rambam never mentions the Isser Devarim. Now, Lecha Ora, for the Rambam, there's an independent Isser, therefore, of what we would call Schoik and Kalas Rosh. And we have to define those terms of what is Schoik and what is Kalas Rosh. But whatever it is for the Rambam, Schoik and Kalas Rosh is not an Isser of speech, because the Rambam never mentions speech. But for the Rashba, there is an Isser of speech. And Yesh La'ayin is the Rashba's Isser of speech. Is that an explanation of Schoik and Kalas Rosh? Or is it a separate Isser? And the Pashtus we would get at from the Rashba is that he says Kilomar, meaning the Rashba is interpreting that what Schoik and Kalas Rosh means is a certain type of speech. And you get this impression that Schoik Kalas Rosh means to speak in a way that would lead to an atmosphere of frivolity, of lightheadedness, an atmosphere which could be Margil La'erva. No? For the Rambam, that there's an independent Isser of Schoik and Kalas Rosh, it could be also that Schoik and Kalas Rosh means creating the type of atmosphere that's Margel La'erva, but there's no independent Isser of Dibur. Now, you think that I am kvetching, but L'cha'ora, it seems to me that this is a big deal. Yesh La'ayin. Is it permitted to play games with your wife when she's Anida? Now, when I talk about games, I am talking about chess, checkers, Trivial Pursuit, which Kayadua is an awesome game. I'm talking about games of that sort. I am not talking about Twister. Right? Twister, I think, is a Dover Pashut, that would be included in some sort of Isser, but what about games? Now, I should add that in some of the Svarim, they don't have the same type of game closet that I have at home. So in the Shevet HaLevi, if I'm not mistaken, the only example he could think of a game is to play dreidel. Because what other games are there in Judaism besides playing dreidel? But the Pashtus is we could be a little more creative than dreidel. So now, is there an independent Isser, Schoik and Kalas Rosh? Presumably, if I say that Devarim means Divrei Hergel, Devarim Hamargilin Le'erva, and that's the Lashon of the Tur that the Shach here quotes in Sifkat and Beis, no? It means Devarim that's Margil Le'erva. So that means what I would call a type of verbal foreplay. It's the way of speaking to your wife when you're trying to get her in the mood to have sex with you. That is clearly Devarim HaMargilin LaErva. Those of you who don't know what it means, just go to any bar and watch flirting. Right? That's what it is. It's Devarim HaMargilin LaErva. Right? To speak with your wife in general is mutter when your wife is Anida. To say, please pass the salt. No? To say, how was your day? To say, to talk about finances, to talk about the kids, that's mutter, no? Devarim does not mean regular casual speech. It means devarim argilin le'erva. But if the definition of schaik and kalas reish is separate than devarim, so we could come up with an iser to play Trivial Pursuit or dreidel. However, if the din of schok and kalas rosh is interpreted by schok and kalas rosh of dibur, that means that we're not talking about an iser of playing games. There's no independent iser playing games. We're talking about stuff that is margil la'erva, right? You could either go to a bar and flirt that way, or you could play a game that's like a flirty type of game when the game is there to get you in the mood. Right? And that would be the iser. It seems to me, bepashtus, that the din of schok and kalas rosh and the din of devarim, which are margilin le'erva, means only if it's schok and kalas rosh that's margilin le'erva, there's no independent iser of schok. I don't think playing games with your wife is usser. When we learned, when I took chassin classes with Rabbi Neuberger, so Rabbi Neuberger pointed out that he quoted that Rav Melech Schechter, Rav Schechter's father, Rav Melech Zichrono Livracha, used to say over that when he was a kid in Cheder, they translated the pasuk She'era Ksusa V'onasa Lo Yigra, that Ona means time. Ona means time. And therefore there's a mitzvah to spend time with your wife. And Rabbi Neuberger pointed out to us in the chassin classes that it could be that there's more of a mitzvah to spend time with your wife when she's a nida than there is when she's not a nida, because women, be'es nidusa, often feel a little, their body is a little awry, it's acting differently. They feel more of a need to have some sort of connection. And the mitzvah of ona, as in spending time with your wife, applies even be'es nidusa. And the way you spend time with your wife is you do stuff that you both enjoy, no? If you're only going to do stuff that she enjoys and you hate, it's not going to be fun. But if you find a game that you guys both like to play, like Trivial Pursuit, Kayadua, or something along those lines, so that is going to be fine. But it's not fine if you understand that there's an independent iser of schok. And in the Mishmeres HaTahara in Os Beis, the Mishmeres HaTahara Tainas, that he thinks schok is an independent iser. There's one din of schok and kalas rosh, right? Lo yischok v'lo yoko rosh ima. And then there's another din of devarim, that there's a din of divrei hergel, which is usher, and therefore it's going to be usher to play games. But Hanira Lafiani is daiti that is not necessarily, it's not correct. Hanira Lafiani is daiti that it's not correct. That's the first ha'ara. Second ha'ara. Says the Mishmeres HaTahara, if there are two dinim, of one din of Schaik and Kalas Reish and another din of Dibor, so yesh la'ayin, are these dinim da'iraisa or da'rabanan? So to understand this, we have to go back to Briyas Ha'olam. And there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban way back in Gan Eden. You see, the Rambam, in Mitzvah Selosa Seishin Nun Gimel, the Rambam tells us that there's a iser da'iraisa of lo sikrivu legalos erva, meaning, chibuk and nishuk are forbidden, according to the Rambam min HaTorah. Hugging and kissing is an iser d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. No? The Beis Yosef, at the end of our simon, the Beis Yosef says something within the Rambam that l'cha'ora the Rambam doesn't say. The Beis Yosef writes that negia is aser min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam. No? I am shomer negia, so leave me alone. Right? Negia is... You guys ever heard that song?
You never went to, like, from camps, right?
It's like a thing, right? But the Beis Yosef tainos that negia is aser min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam, although if you read the Rambam carefully, shteitnisht. The Rambam says chibuk and nishuk, and l'cha'ora there might be room to distinguish between chibuk v'nishuk and negia, but the Beis Yosef assumes that chibuk and nishuk are just examples of physical contact, and therefore negia for the Rambam, as understood by the Beis Yosef, is an issur d'oraisa also. Because all physical contact is an issur d'oraisa, and that's why the Beis Yosef assumes within the Rambam that not only is it an issur d'oraisa, but it is going to be yehoreg v'al ya'avar. Negiya is yehoreg v'al ya'avar, according to the Beis Yosef. Because the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef therefore paskins, that you're not allowed to take your wife's pulse, even in a situation that it's a pekuach nefer situation, yehoreg v'al ya'avar. Azoy shtetin Beis Yosef, it is yehoreg v'al ya'avar. Okay? That's already intense. Now, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban in Mitzvah Lo Sasechin Nun Gimel, and the Ramban in his Chidushim on Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, which is really like the Iker Gemara over here, the Ramban says that he thinks that Chibuk V'Nishuk is going to not be usher based on Lo Sikrivu. Lo Sikrivu, Zok the Ramban, means don't have sex. Krevala Arayos means don't have sex. And he proves that there are many psukim in the Chumash, V'ekrav Aleha V'lo Matzasi La Besulem. V'ekrav Aleha does not mean I gave her a hug, right? V'ekrav Aleha means we had Tashmish Hamita, and I didn't find the Basulim. Zok the Ramban, the word kreva means bia. Azoy state in Ramban. And therefore, for the Ramban, when we talk about chibuk and nishuk, we are not talking about something for which you will get malchus. For the Rambam, hugging and kissing gets malchus. For the Ramban, it doesn't get malchus. But the Ramban is not abundantly clear what that means, that you don't get malchus. And there seems to be two dais in the Ramban about what that means, no? One opinion in the Ramban, which gets much more traction here in Kuf Tzadi Hei, is the opinion that for the Ramban, Kreva La Arayis is Osir Midrabonon. No? That's the opinion that, like, everyone is mefalpal. And then they say, hugging and kissing, Rambam, Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus, Ramban, Osir Midrabonon. However, Hama'ayin Heitei B'Divrei HaRamban, we'll see that the Ramban presents another shita, which is that Kreva La Arayis is an Isser to Arayisa Ke'en Chatzi Shir. You saw that? Now, conceptually, in Lomdus, this is fascinating. Usually, Chatzi Shir is quantitatively different than the full Shir. No? A Chatzi Shir means I don't eat the full Shir of Chelev, I eat Chatzi Shir of Chelev. Quantitative distinction. The Ramban is proposing an idea that there is a concept of chatzi shir be'echos. It's qualitatively not the full shir. Chibuk and nishuk, right, is not that you're lacking in the quantity, right? It's qualitatively a chatzi shir of bia for the Ramban, no? It's not a quantitative distinction, and the Ramban says it might be osur min ha-Torah. How's that? And that's already an interesting thing to think about, whether there is a musig of chatzi shir that is a qualitative musig. That's already interesting, no? It's not... Again, this might be part of the discussion, those of you who were in my share last year when we did Shabbos,
maybe part of the discussion whether Chatzi Shir is usher by Malachas Shabbos, which seems to be a machlokes, with Menachem Zemba points out between the Rambam and the Rashbam in Baba Basra, no? The Rambam Perek Yud Beis Shabbos and the Rashbam Baba Basra and Hey seem to disagree about that. That might be relevant because maybe Shi'urim on Shabbos is necessary to give the Malacha what we call Malachas Machshavos, a qualitative significance. Right? Perhaps. Right? The difference between Kaisiv Shtei Oisius and Kaisiv Ois Achas is not just a quantitative distinction, but it's a qualitative distinction whether it has a Shein Ksiva. This Ramban could be used in that direction, but be it as it may, it's fascinating. So now, Nachzar, let's review what we're up to. There is a fundamental machlokas Rambam and Ramban about whether Kreva La'arayis is the pashtus is, the way it's presented in Kuf Tzadi Hei, the Rambam assumes a hugging and kissing is Do'iraisa, the Ramban assumes hugging and kissing is Dirabonon. Then there are other harchakis, which l'cha'ora are a siyag, and for sure are derabbanon, according to everybody, no? Even the Rambam, who assumes that hugging is da'iraisa, but presumably the Rambam would say that passing something is not da'iraisa. Is that correct? It's a gezeira that I might come. So, we have three categories within arayis. Three categories within Harchakas. There's real Bia, which everybody holds is Mamish Deraisa, you heard by Yavar. We have category two, where there's a Machlokas. And what the precise contours of that Machlokas are, we'll have to focus on. Right? That's going to be Machlokas Beis Yosef and Shach. And then we have category three, where everyone agrees is Derabbanan. Comes along the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara. And the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara argues that there's a difference between schok and kalas rosh on the one hand, and divrei hergel on the other hand. Says the Mishmeres HaTahara, that one could argue that dibur is an iser d'oiraisa, according to the Rambam. How does he know that? Sanhedrin daf ayin hey. Right, the Gemara speaks about a fellow who hella belibotina, a guy, Epis, had like a huge desire for a particular woman, no? And the doctors say he's going to die unless they have bia, right? Remember that? So the rabbis say, what are you talking about? They can't have bia. So the doctors say, oh, you know what? Let her just stand naked in front of him. Tamo b'fond of aruma. And the rabbis say, no, we can't do that. Let her speak to him behind the fence. No? In yeshivish high schools, everyone knows this Gemara, because this Gemara says that speaking to girls is an Isser D'oraisa. Right? Yehoyah Vayavar! No? Yehoyah Vayavar to speak to a girl. What the heck? How's that Yehoyah Vayavar? No? That can't be. It just doesn't make sense. So it says in Mishmeres HaTahara, no. Maybe there's a type of D-word that's mamish an Isser D'oraisa. Dahainu divrei hergel. If it's the type of dibur that is there to get her in the mood, if it's like flirty speech, right? What we call bar speech, no? So that could be an Issa D'Oraisa, says the Mishmeres HaTahara. So schok and kalas reish is d'rabbanan. But dibur is d'Oraisa. That's what he suggests. And he points out, by the way, that if this is the case, so then, maybe we really understand this Avos de Reb Nosson at the beginning of Perek Beis, no? The Gain over here is Mitzayin, the Avos de Rabbi Nosson. The Avos de Rabbi Nosson, by the way, is what? Who knows what Avos de Rabbi Nosson is? Who is Reb Nosson? Is not Reb Nosson of Breslov. Good? Everyone agree? What's Avos de Reb Nosson?
Like the Tosefta
Avos? It's basically like Tosefta on Maseches Avos. It's probably the earliest Perush on Maseches Avos. On Maseches Avos is really five chapters, no? The sixth chapter is kind of a braiso also. And the Tanaitic source is that elaborated on it. Now the Pashta, again, there is some discussion as to whether it's Tanaitic or whether it's Gaonic, like many of the Masechtas Ketanis, no? But that's if you go to Revel, you try to figure this stuff out. Like in the Beis Medrash, Sorry, cats.
What?
Tosfos says that's that is from the Gaonim. The basic point is that there's a very early Perush on Maseches Avos called the Avos Reb Nosson. And the Avos Reb Nosson, in elaborating on the Mishnah, spoke and Kalas Rosh is Motzinus Adam and Olam or something like that. So the Avos Reb Nosson in Perek Beis, and it's quoted here in the Gain, Harehu Omer O Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikra Avyacho Yekab Ken Avin Ashkena Vidaber Imadvar Betelem Talmud Lomar Lo Sikra. So the Avos Reb Nosson says that Chibuk and Nishuk and Devarim B'Telem is all part of Lo Sikrav. The Avos Reb Nosson writes, Ezehu Siyag She'asra Torah. Right? Rabbi Yosef Engel famously developed a concept that really comes from this Avos Reb Nosson, that there's a din of a Siyag De'oraisa. Usually we think that Siyag is a Drabonon concept, that the Chachomim say, don't do this, you might come to that. But there are Siyagim Do'iraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel elaborates on. Bal Yimotze, the Ran writes at the beginning of Maseches Psachim, is a Siyag Do'iraisa that you shouldn't come Lidei Achila, no? Again, there might be a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of Psachim about the nature of Bedikas Chomet, but Bal Yimotze, Pashtus is, it's a Siyag Do'iraisa atu that you shouldn't eat L'chomet. The Rashbam on Chumash writes that the reason why the Torah tells me that when you shecht a bird or a chaya, you have to do kisui hadam, is because it's yog dairai, so we don't want you to eat the dam. So when you cover the dam with afar, you're not going to come to eat the dam, no? It's disgusting. No one eats dirt, no? Really gross. People might want to eat blood. When you cover it with dirt, that's siyog dairai, so you shouldn't come to eat it. The musig of siyog dairai exists, and the officer of Nassim says, what's an example of siyog dairai? Hugging and kissing is a Siyag D'Oraisa, and Devarim B'Telem is a Siyag D'Oraisa. Whoa, slowly. So hugging and kissing is D'Oraisa. No, Avos Reb Nosson is a Makar for the Rambam, no? But the Rambam was hugging and kissing is D'Oraisa. But Devarim B'Telem is D'Oraisa, how you talking? How could it be that just speaking to girls and this is D'Oraisa, no? Rabbi Brafman, the Lava Shom, will have to forgive me, but like, how could it be? Right? It can't be D'Oraisa. Like, what's going on? Says the Mishmeres HaTahara, no, you're not understanding properly. It's a din D'Oraisa. Because Divrei Hergel is Asur min HaTaira. And notice, the Avos Rabbi Nosson does not speak about Schok and Kalas Reish. Right, the Avos Rabbi Nosson only speaks about Chibuk Nishuk and Devarim B'Telem. By the way, there might be some other parts of Avos Rabbi Nosson that are taken out. If you compare the Nusach of the Ravid in the Hakdama to the Bali HaNefesh with the Nusach that we have in the Avos Rabbi Nosson, the Ravid truncates the Avos Rabbi Nosson. He takes out Shlo Yashen Ima B'Mita, stuff like that. But Hayotze, the Avos Rabbi Nosson says Devarim B'Telem. It sounds like it's a D'Oraisa. Now, the Ramban argues categorically with the Rambam. And the Ramban's argument, if you read it slowly and carefully, is something to the effect of, Rambam, it's D'Oraisa. Why? Based on the Avos Rabbi Nosson? What are you going to tell me that speaking is an Isser D'Oraisa? It can't be. Devarim B'Telem, what type of Isser D'Oraisa could it be? In other words, the Ramban is picking up on this last line. The Mishmar HaTara, right, is saying, Enochanami, it's D'Oraisa. The Ramban is saying, no, it's not Shaykh, that's D'Oraisa. Devarim B'Telem, can it sign that it's D'Oraisa? That's what the Ramban says. And therefore the Ramban says, the entire Avos Rabbi Nosson is basically rejected. And the Ramban, as you mentioned, understands that we paskin like Rabbi Pedas, that Asur Torah ala Kreva, Shogilo Yarayis Bovad. That there's no Isser D'Oraisa on Chibuk and Nishuk even. That's the Ramban Shita. Now, how do I paskin? Halacha l'maaseh, do we paskin like the Rambam or like the Ramban? Not so pashut. Right? Remember, the Beis Yosef, first of all, let's just do the Shachins of Katan Chav very quickly. The Beis Yosef Tainas, that if you hold like the Rambam, so, being memashish haDefek, feeling the pulse is going to be not only an Isra D'Oraisa, but it's going to be a Harig V'al Ya'avar.
No?
That's what the Beis Yosef says. And even though there's a tshuva of the Ramban, who says that it's the Rabbanon, Zot the Beis Yosef, the tshuvas HaRamban is L'shitasai,
because Ramban, no, tshuvas HaRamban is written by the Ramban, and therefore it's going to be the Rabbanon, because the Ramban holds Krevel HaRais is the Rabbanon, and that's why it's not Yehard V'Yavar.
There's like an assumption that we make in the Siman of Yehard V'Yavar, of Yeridea Kuf Nun Zayin, that it's not possible that a din de Rabbanon should be Yehard V'Yavar, no? The Ervas de Rabbanon, being born your grandmother, it's not Shayich, that's going to be, right, Yehard V'Yavar. Oh. Now, the Beis Yosef's assumption is problematic on a few levels. The Beis Yosef is assuming that it's Ramban L'shitasai, that what? That Kreva is the Rabbanon, and therefore, according to the Ramban, you're allowed to take your wife's pulse when she's in Nida. In Erstens means, first of all, Tshuvas HaRamban is really Tshuvas HaRashba HaMiuchesas for HaRamban, no? That tshuva, Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, is not really a Ramban. The footnotes in my Yerideya, my Shulchan Aruch, whatever, points this out. It's not really a Tshuvas HaRamban. Second of all, the assumption that the Ramban really holds its Rabbanon is a very questionable assumption, because we noted that the Ramban suggests that maybe Krevel HaRais is a Chatzi Shir, which would be an Issa D'Oraisa. No? It's entirely possible that for a Chatzi Shir it could be a Harig V'Yavar, potentially. No? The din of Chi of Misa and the full shear is necessary for Malkus, no? It's entirely possible that it could be Chai of Misa with Pachos Mekashir. Now, the Beis Yosef is assuming that taking your wife's pulse for the Rambam is Yehorig V'al Ya'avar. And the Shach jumps up and down and spits wooden nickels, as the expression goes. And the Shah says, what are you talking about? Taking pulse? Yehorig V'al Ya'avar for the Rambam? No! For the Rambam, the only thing that's Yehorig V'al Ya'avar is going to be if it's something that has Chibas Bia, Taivas Bia, right? What's his Lashon? Something like that.
Kirif
Basar. Gach
Tavav
Kirif Basar.
That's the
Rambam
Lashon,
not the Shas Lashon. The
Shas Lashon
is Taivas Chibas Bia, right? Which, again, I don't know exactly what he means, but presumably a regular touch, according to the Shach, should not be Yehorig V'al Ya'avar, because there's no Chibas Bia involved. And the Shach says, a Maisem B'chol Yom, that what? Maisem B'chol Yom, that doctors, I think we have at least one guy in the room who wants to be a doctor, right? Maisem B'chol Yom, that doctors, do doctors treat women? This, to the best of my knowledge, even in the most Haredi communities, there is no institution yet of only having female doctors for females. They've already set up female Hatzalah crews. No? But to the best of my knowledge, there's no such musag of female doctors for females only. Because you go to the best doctor. Aye, there's going to be touching. No? So what's the heter? Says the Shach, oh, the heter is, it's not Taivas Chibas Bia. Now, some of the Svarim point out, if you look in the bottom of the page in the Torah Hashlomim, he says, Shach, you're being medama touching your wife to touching some other woman? It's entirely possible, like we saw in that Tshuvas HaRashba, Simin Elef Kuf Peches, remember that Rashba that we spoke about? That we're more machmir by your wife, no? Harchokis are only by your wife. There's no din of harchokos by anyone else. Right? Like the second opinion in the Ramah in Simon Chafalef of Eben HaEzer. So how can you compare saying, oh, a doctor touches other women. Therefore, it's permitted to touch your wife.
Right? Doctors take the pulse of other women. Therefore, it's permitted to take the pulse of your wife.
No, the Rashba told me I can't compare the two. That's the Torah Shlomim's Kasha. Comes along our dear beloved friend, the Sidrei Tahara. Sivkatin Chaf Dalet. No?
But by this time of year, like, I'm not giving Makoros. The assumption is that you learn the Simin, right? You meet the Torah Shlomim, the Sidrei Tahara. Right? That's assumptions. Like Judaism. No? Pretty basic.
So the Sidrei Tahara comes along, he says, one second. You're invoking the Rashba.
The Rashba's only talking about Harchakos.
But there should be no distinction between your wife and some other woman when it comes to the real din de oraisa of krevas basar. And if touching is really krevas basar according to the Beis Yosef, so there can't be distinction between my wife. Right? Again, that's chazer. The Torah says, Shlomim, as you can, that shach, how can you compare other women to your wife? So the Sidrei Tahara answers, no! Right?
You can compare other women to your wife, because the distinction between other women and my wife is only with respect to her chakos. But real kiruv, basar, can't make a distinction. Oh, that's already powerful. That's already a strong taina. So again, let's just review what we have. The Beis Yosef assumes, the Beis Yosef is very yeshivish here. Beis Yosef assumes that any touching of a girl is Yehorig V'ayavar L'chora. No? Or at least any touching of your wife is Yehorig V'ayavar. It's unclear whether Beis Yosef would make a dimyan, whether Beis Yosef would ask their male doctors for female patients. That's not abundantly clear. But Beis Yosef assumes any touching is Doraisa. Shach says, the Isra Doraisa within the Rambam is only if it is Kirov Derech Taivan Chibas Bia. In Shulchan Aruch, in Evan HaEzra Simin Chof, Se'if Aleph, Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. The Gain quotes the Rambam and the Ramban equally. You get an impression that the Gon is not being Machriya. Most poskim feel like the Rambam, that Krev Al Arayis, hugging and kissing Al Koponim, is an Issa Dairaisa, no? I tell you about this. If it's an when I first became the rabbi of my shul, so one of the things that I noticed is that people who are really Shomer Nagi in the modern Orthodox world are Mamish Echad Minei Aleph, or Echad Minei Chamesh Meos. It's not so common that people, especially, again, I understand the taiva. I got it, right? But as people get older, in the singles community, very few people are Shomer Nagi. By the way, it's not only in the modern Orthodox world. My mother-in-law tells me that she's the principal of a Yeshivish high school in Brooklyn, and her students feel that once they're engaged, they are no longer Shomer Nagia. And it's not just a recent thing. If you look in the Crazy Uplacy in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, of Hilchas Nida, he starts screaming about the boys who go to dances and dance with the girls, no? By the way, it's not just young Israel in the 1950s.
Right? It's 2000s also.
Huh? But it's been going on for a long time. So I had a problem. I spoke to Rav Asher Weiss about it. I spoke to Rav Duchovsky, who's like a dayan in the Besdin Haggadah of Yerushalayim. I spoke to Rav Shechter. I spoke to everybody. What do I do at weddings? Can I assume that ordinary balabatim, the modern Orthodox world, Jews who are Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Kashrus, but it could be that they're posel la'edos because they're not Shomer Negiah? Because we paskin like the Rambam, right? That's a lav sheyesh bo malchus. It's a lav sheyesh bo malchus. You become posel la'edos. It says in Choshen Mishpatz Lamed Zayin. No, it's not so pashut. And I try to be machmir when I'm Masadar Kedushin. I think there's actually a very kedai chumra to have. If you're Masadar Kedushin, use rabbis as Eidei Kedushin. The assumption is that rabbis are Shomer Negiah. Although I was very disappointed one time, I was asked to teach a chassan class for a bunch of smicha students here in YU, and the course of the chassan class, like six guys, not a single one of them was Shomer Negiah. Why you read smicha? It's not a joke. Right? Now, again, I'm not making light of it. It's a serious taiva, I understand it, and it's difficult. By the way, it's a good reason to have a shorter engagement. Right? Once you know that you want to get married, go for it. Get married. I think you should date for enough time until you know that you really want to get married. Once you really want to get married, right, go. 6-month engagements are not recipes for halachic abidance. That kind of a right. But bekitzer hamasa, if I paskin like the Rambam, makreva is deraisa. So I don't really understand why se'ifim tesvav and tesazayin draw a distinction between when the man is sick and the woman is sick. Because if I hold like the others, that is just a concern that you might get somewhere, so the guy might get carried away. But if it's fundamentally a din of kreva, so what difference does it make if the man is sick or the woman is sick? And we'll have to talk about this next time we learn. Sif tesvav and tesayin does not seem to fit in to this conversation. And that will be next time we learn. Okay, gentlemen, so we're going to be talking about Negiah, Be'ezus Hashem, on Sunday. I apologize to bring back all your worst nightmares from high school.